Hello, and welcome to the Property Solopreneur podcast, a show for property investors and developers who want to build and grow their own profitable businesses. I'm sharing with you my decades of property experience and interviewing many other successful property people who are happy to share their varied and priceless knowledge freely. Business doesn't need to be hard, and nor do you need to be lucky. But as a certified strategist, I know you need a plan to work to. And a good start is by listening to other people's successes and failures. Why reinvent the wheel? This allows us to have a more in-depth knowledge of the wider property world. Welcome to this week's episode of The Property Solopreneur. And this week, I'm going back to that subject of photographs, because many of us, or those who are new, don't realise that when you're working in property, it's not just the property bit that matters. It's not just the facts and the figures and getting the property done and bought or whatever it is you're doing with it. It's getting it either rented out to a family or HMO, getting it rented out as a Airbnb or sold as a flip. That's what you want to do. And whatever you're doing with it, you need that to happen as quickly as possible so you haven't got a void or you aren't sitting there without income coming in. And the one thing that is going to make a radical difference to you is the quality of your photographs. Yet so many of us think, oh, photograph. I mean, I can do a photograph. Yes, we can, but I don't think we make a very good stab at it, as do many estate agents. You just got to look online and see the quality. But my guest today, honestly, I was completely blown away when I saw the difference between a house photographed by him and one just taken on an iPhone by Mr. Average. Have a listen. It really is a complete eye-opener as to why having money for a really good photographer is a must. It's no longer, I'm afraid, that might be nice. Well, welcome to the Property Solopreneur, Johnny. Now, for those people who have not been lucky enough to meet you yet, because I know you get out and about at the property meets, can you give us a little brief resume of who you are?
Yeah, so I'm Johnny from Johnny Brown's Professional Property Photographer. We help estate agents and property investors with providing high quality visuals for their marketing.
Well, that is what I found so fascinating when I saw you talk a few weeks ago, is that it's about high quality and visuals, because we are living in a visual age now, aren't we?
We truly are. It makes a tenfold difference. I sometimes feel quite ignorant in the fact that I feel that everybody should already know how much of an impact that it makes, but I do still have to force people into realising and seeing the potential that they could provide.
Absolutely. And of course, you are a little bit different from most people in that you've also got a property background, haven't you?
That's right, yeah. So I started off working in an estate agency for only just over 3 years, but I've got family who are property investors and things as well. So it's something that's kind of in my blood as well.
Absolutely. And that I think will help all of us understand that you do get what we do, because I mean, I've been in this for nearly 25 years and I do remember the first time I, for instance, went to dress a house and I said to the estate agent who was looking around my house, and when you get this to market, it will be beautifully dressed. He said, oh no, we don't do that round here. No, that's not necessary. And of course, being the new person on the block, I thought, oh, well, he must know better. And once I'd done one and I realised that actually I was right and he was wrong, things have slowly started to change. But from with your estate agency background, you'll understand how people come in and look at things and see things and pass over buildings. That must be quite an eye-opener.
Yeah, that's right. One of the big things that I noticed quite a lot was I was able to see the negatives that people came across, the things that were missing, the things that people complained that they couldn't see. So we make sure that you can see everything. We try to take high quality pictures of everything in the property and show people what it is that they're going to sell.
Absolutely. Now that straight away, let's concentrate on straight away. We are, first of all, thinking, why do I need a good quality picture rather than something I could take with my iPhone?
Yeah, well, this it's quite controversial. The thing that people say that they can use an iPhone, The point is that the equipment and techniques that we use provide a much higher quality than just using an iPhone. It's not to say that it can't be done, but the expertise of taking the photo, getting the right lighting, the right angles, is what separates a good photo from the average photo. It is somewhat skill. I know that I can take a better photo on my phone than the average person could probably take using my camera.
That's very true, because it's also about placement, isn't it? What you've got in the shot.
That is right, yeah. It is all about, it is partially staging and providing the right angles. Like I say, a lot of the time, sometimes I see a lot of photos what people take with the phone, and they've put, I don't know how far this camera goes, but they put the camera right up at the top and do like the fisheye type angle. Oh, yeah. Frustrates the hell out of me.
Because actually that's not showing the property in its best light. And I suppose that's because the Ambridge estate agent now is dealing with lots of costs and everything else, and they send out the agent, the negotiator, with a cap, you know, an iPhone, and goes, take some snaps, that's all we need. And I've seen them, they just walk around and they go, snap, 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 and on the website they go. But what we are trying to stop the people from, particularly those of us who flip or are renting out through online sort of platforms, we want them to stop scrolling, don't we?
Exactly. Yeah, it is about catching people's eye. And I know I've said it to you in person before, but property and like Airbnb and platforms like Rightmove, a lot of the time these days, it's just like Tinder for property. people are literally swiping left or right straight away, whether they like the property or not. They'll swipe left if they don't, right if they do. And it's a fast game now. You've got to be quick. You've got to capture people's attention with different ways. We use video now quite a lot as well. And video is a good way of capturing people straight away, drawing people in, and they can look further into the property.
And so you get a sense of space, don't you?
That's one of the amazing things as well. You do get a sense of space. And a lot of the visuals is psychological.
Oh.
It gets people's sort of endorphins running when they see nice photos. You're more likely to look further into something if you like the first photo, 100%.
Absolutely. And you nowadays, with the ability to take a good photo, it's about the whole property, isn't it? Because quite often, if you see a property that's been shot by the estate agent, they will just use the best of their photos. But if you're doing a whole shoot, it's the whole place, isn't it? Even including that teeny weeny little tiny bathroom that everyone can't do. How do you approach a tiny bathroom?
Right. Small bathrooms are the bane of my life, to be fair. But I'll tell you how we do it. So we will set the camera up as far into the corner as we can of the bathroom. And then we've got two options. We can set a 10-second timer and run as quickly as we can out of the bathroom. We aren't getting caught in the shot. Or we've got the ability as well to the cameras that we have Wi-Fi, so that we can set the camera up, exit the room, and set it up on our mobile phone and take the photo from our mobile phone.
Fantastic. And so you've got, and you've then got the whole thing, because quite often you will see part of a bath, or, you know, it's all just a bit truncated and awkward. And I know that you give your clients very strict instructions to how to present a house, because it isn't, is it, a matter of you turning up on a Monday morning and going, right, I've come to photo your property. There's a little more bit to setting the whole thing up, isn't there?
There is a little bit more. We do highly advise people that they move as much stuff as they can. Even if you just hide it in a cupboard, as long as you tell us which cupboard it is so that we don't open it, then we tell people just hide your things away. Again, like I said, it's quite a psychological thing where when people are looking at the photos, they want to envision themselves there.
Yeah.
They don't want to see how you live there. And people can get that misconstrued and they can think that, oh, my cushions look really nice. I love my cushions on the settee, and I love what I've got in this corner, statue or whatever. But it's things like that can make it hard for people to envision themselves in the property and how they would have it.
Absolutely. And for those of us who, you know, are flipping beautiful blank canvases, so to speak, and we stage them, I noticed that when you were talking about the things like don't have oven gloves out, whereas, and I've been guilty of this, you think, oh, well, I've got a touch of red here, so I'll do tea towels, oven gloves, this sort of thing. Whereas obviously your eye says no. Why is that?
Yeah. Well, one of the things, it depends on which style of shoot it is. So for Airbnb shoots and serviced accommodation shoots, then we do leave things like that in, because people can see that it's something that they can use.
Right.
But again, if it's a house that's for sale or rental, it tends to be more that people try to envision themselves there. And if it's not their sort of style, it can put people off, even if it's just subconsciously.
Oh, so that does make a difference. I hadn't realised, actually, that there would be a difference between a house for sale and a house that, for instance, is Airbnb or...
Oh, yeah, massive, yeah. The shoots that we provide are two totally different things. I know I say the packages, but we spend a lot more time on Airbnb and serviced accommodation shoots. We get a lot more of the lifestyle shots.
I know. What is a lifestyle shot? This is a phrase I hear bandied about all the time. What is it?
Yeah, so the lifestyle shots are the nice, up-close, detailed... They're also known as detailed shots. So the nice up-close shots that show further in. So a lot of the photography that you might see will be the one where they've put the cameras far into the corner of the room to make the room look 20 times bigger than it really is.
Yes.
And then when you get there, you're led with disappointment. So the detailed shots show up close, a lot more up close shots, and the actual details, the lifestyle, that, and they can make you feel different feelings. So if, for instance, it might just be a shot of a nice bottle of red with a couple of glasses, and that might make you feel, oh, it's somewhere that we could entertain. Or it might be that it's some orange juice and croissants, and you think, oh, I'd love to wake up there for breakfast. And it's about the different feelings that it can make you feel. But at the same time, it stops you from... It allows people to know that you're not trying to hide anything.
Yeah, because that's important in Airbnbs, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. It shows up-close, detailed shots, and they know that when they get there, what they're getting, and that it's not that they get there and when you actually look closer, it's not as nice as what they originally thought.
So in fact, in some way, if you get your photography absolutely right, you should not find that you get disappointing reviews, because what you've shown is what you get.
That is exactly right. Yeah. We say that a lot of the time. I know we do often get the fact that the pictures can make places look a little bit nicer than they are, but it is all about meeting people's expectations. So if the pictures are a little bit nicer, maybe just make the property as nice as it looks in the photos.
Absolutely. So if you've done something that perhaps somebody who isn't, because we're not in property, we're not all artistic. We don't all have a good eye. Some of us are really good on the nuts and bolts and the money in, money out bit. But frankly, Yeah. Gutter cushions and colour, what's that all about? So if somebody who has got an artistic bent is suggesting something, we should take it as a really good nod to that's what we should do. Now, when you are also doing all the lifestyle shots and everything, I've noticed looking through, because I had a good rummage around in people's publicity before I came on this morning, that it always seems to be sunny when people take photographs. Is that actually the reality? You know, you have to hang around for a good day, or can you alter that when you're taking photos?
Yeah, we can edit it post. We do edit blue skies in, making it look nicer. We often change the contrasts and the saturations as well. I think the only really difficult one is if it's rained or if it's snowing. there's only so much editing that you can actually do.
Yeah.
So yeah, we can edit it.
And so, how long does a real photograph shoot take from someone like you, as opposed to Mr. Estate Agent that we all know is a 5-minute number?
Yeah. So for serviced accommodation shoots, like I said, we do take a little bit longer. So for anything up to like a 4-bed, which we call an average property, we would usually take about an hour and a half to 2 hours to do the shoot. And then after the shoot in post-production, once we get back and we have to do the editing, we usually spend about 2 to 3 hours editing the photos as well.
Ah, yes, that's something we all forget about, because, I mean, how difficult can it be just taking a photo? That is always the thought for those of us who don't.
Yeah.
It is the mastering it to a certain degree is in the editing, isn't it?
It is. And that's again, the difference between using a mobile phone and using a high quality camera. The fact that in post, which in editing, you can edit a lot better. If you were to take a photo on your phone and then try and edit it to look nicer, just be too grainy. It's not the high quality that you can edit.
Right. So, and the other thing, of course, is when you are new to working in property and you hear for the first time that you've got to provide a dressing kit, which can freak most people out because they think, oh my word, I've got to have all this stuff. But I do hear stories about photographers going to houses, and actually the dressing kit consists of a few items that get moved from room to room and are being ironed in between all the shots and everything. That must drive you mad. What would you prefer us to do? To have it a bare minimum if we are beginning, or how?
Again, it's okay for photos, doing that. That's fine. Obviously, it does take us longer if you've got to remake the beds in each room as you go along. But a lot of things like that, when it's just dressing kits that you're moving from room to room, you're just leading yourself up to get bad reviews from your guests.
Absolutely. So if you really, and for those of us who flip, you've really got to understand what it is your customer wants, because they won't want to see repetition the entire way through. And of course, you also very keen on virtual staging, aren't you?
Yeah, we provide virtual staging as well.
And so this gets round the problem of investors who haven't at this precise moment got the money to invest in a really good dressing kit.
Yes, really. And as well, a lot of people that do flips, a lot of the time you're selling empty properties, and a lot of the time you don't have to physically put the furniture in. Allowing people to envision themselves there and see the size of the property with furniture in, and how they could potentially have the property, works fantastic. It really does.
And that's about knowing your market, knowing the level you're working at, and also what the property is being sold at for. The other thing, of course, is that it's not, when you're selling a house or a flat or whatever, it's not just about the inside, is it? It's also about the outside. How do we get our gardens or prepare the outside space to, what is it, curb appeal, isn't it?
Curb
appeal. How do we get that for your photography curb appeal?
For curb appeal, it's all just basically clean and tidy. Make sure that you've had a gardener in to sort out the garden, that the grass is cut, that there's no cars on the driveway for taking photos.
Yeah.
That's always a point. We always ask people to move cars. Again, it's the whole fact of people envisioning themselves there. It's the whole fact of making sure that you're not hiding anything. Cars are quite large and it can cover things. And mm-hmm. sometimes in people's heads, often people think of the negatives and they think, oh, I wonder if they've parked that car there because they're hiding something that's behind it. It is psychological. People do think the negative first. So they'll go through all these tick boxes.
Yeah, you want everyone to start ticking as opposed to crossing off. Because the moment they cross off, that's it. Off. That's one bad review, one bad idea, off it goes. And the other thing, of course, is that for some properties, and if new builds are a classic, the drone is a really useful tool now, isn't it?
The drone is an absolute godsend. It's amazing. The technology these days, it just gets better and better and faster, and you've just got to keep up. I mean, we've just invested in the new drones, so the new DJI Mini 4 Pros just come out, and we've just invested in them, and it's immense. The quality and the fact of being able to see the whole of the property, the whole of the land that you're buying. And I mean, and these new drones, apparently they're said to go for like 12 miles.
Well,
so you can definitely get a grasp of the area.
And that's often very important, because investment buyers are often buying well away. Those who just want to park money. I had a lot of clients who were not actually interested in coming up to where I was working. They loved my price point. They just wanted to bank money. And so being able to show a drone shot of how the property works within an estate or a city must make a huge difference and be very much more interesting to look at as well.
It really does. It really does. And we make it quite cinematic as well. And like I said to you before about catching people's eye,
yeah,
the drone pictures and the drone videos, people people are drawn in straight away, even if they're not looking.
You can't help but want to know how something sits in its landscape, can it? Even if that's a cityscape. None of us, but I suppose it's because we can't fly. I know that's an obvious statement. We can't fly. Yeah. So we don't normally see the world from a drone angle. And to be able to zoom around and even to a certain degree think, I've always wondered what a terrace looks from the top. Oh, look, there goes around the side. You get a whole feel of it. And yes, you would start to think, actually, I'd quite like to go and see that one or stay there or whatever it is. Again, that must be really useful for the Airbnb markets and that sort of thing.
It really is, especially when properties are close to lakes or the seafront and things like that. Once you throw the drone up, the property, how close it actually was to the lakes or the attractions that are nearby, and people will see that and want to stay there.
Absolutely. It's no longer just saying that your house is called the sea view. You know, they want to see it as being the sea view and being nearby, which is fantastic. And then again, in the old days, you know, when you went into an estate agent and if it was a cheaper property, you probably got a piece of A4. If it was a lovely upmarket property, you got one of those glossy brochures, didn't you? But nowadays, we've almost got the ability to have a glossy brochure, even for the cheap end, because it's all done online and everything else. And I noticed you did some really clever things where you fade out some property and you colour in others. You know, that makes you hone in on the property that's for sale itself, doesn't it?
Yeah, again, and them photos are really eye-catching as well. And it literally shows exactly what you're getting for your money.
Yeah.
And people absolutely love them. It works really well. It makes your property stand out from the crowd. That's what we try to do.
Absolutely. And if so, and everyone always thinks that all property is sold just on Rightmove, but estate agents are still really important. If you're selling out to the retail market, you still want somebody to go into an estate agent and look at something that they've been given in their hand or in the window and go, that's mine. I've got to have it.
Yeah, it really is. And especially as a Yorkshireman, we like to see and we like to talk to people face to face, and we love to actually go in somewhere to buy something. That's what we are like. I know that as a nation, we are now drawn into using social media and all the other aspects and online. But I know from my experience and like my family as well, that we like to go in places to look, and I love the looking in the windows of estate agents at properties.
Yes, and again, you've got to stand out from everybody else in order to get that person in. Because if you are flipping and you are wanting to sell your property, you want it off the shelf as quickly as possible. And this is the first way of getting people in there, because they buy with their eyes. And that makes a huge difference. But what other sort of way of online? I'm always struck by, muddling my words here, but is there an order of photographs that we should be putting forward, particularly if you've got an estate agent who clearly hasn't got a clue? Is it the best photos you need to put forward, or is there a sort of natural progression of photos you need to put on?
So we do recommend stress testing. That's one of the big things that we do. That's often why we take a lot more photos than anybody else. So with Airbnb shoots, we tend to take about 200, but we provide between 50 and 60 images. And this allows you to stress test and see what's working, whether you've got it in the right order, put it on booking.com in one order, put 20 or so in one order, and then use another set of photos on Airbnb and see which one gets the most viewings, the most bookings. Check your statistics. And then if it's not working out, or the booking.com's doing fantastic but your Airbnb one isn't, copy the booking.com style and put it on your Airbnb and watch it balance out.
So what you're really telling us is that you're providing the investor of whatever sort with the tools to do their job. And then they've got to go and do something with those tools.
Yeah.
You know, it's no good just going, I've got fabulous photos. I mean, Johnny was amazing. I mean, you should see them. They've actually got to put some skin in the game and be really on the ball as to which ones are working. And if they're not getting the response, jiggle them about, change them.
That's it. I tell people quite a lot that I'm not really a photographer. I'm more a businessman who's really good at taking photos. That's the thing. So I understand how property works, and I understand how to get bookings, how to sell your property, how to get your property let. I understand the actual algorithms of how it works.
Yep.
So honestly, I provide you with the tools. So I'll provide you with enough photos for you to be able to do the stress testing. And the stress testing is one of the key things that you need to be doing. You can't just complain that, oh, I've just paid you to do all these really nice photos and it doesn't seem to be working for me. Make sure that you have got the detailed, the lifestyle shots up at the start, just to get people's attention in so that they see and they fit, they have like a feel of the character of the property. And then that'll then funnel them in. And then once they're in, they'll see the rest. Again, though, if it's not working on one and it's working on the other, make sure that you're copying that it's working better from that one. Copy it to your other one. Mix things up. Try different tactics. That's what it's all about.
Absolutely. And I think we forget that. We see, and there are certainly investors and new people to the industry who are surprised that this is such an important part of the whole process. Marketing is not just the bit that falls off the back end. It's about getting the money back in the bank, isn't it?
It really is. It really is. And that's what I'm so passionate about. I'm so passionate about making sure that you're getting your diaries full, that you're not having to worry about how long am I going to be sat on this flip. I were hoping that this had begun within 6 to 8 months. That is part of our job, that we provide that for you. We give you the tools to be able to have a head start.
Absolutely. Above those who've just gone, oh, well, that nice Mr. Estate Agent down the road, he came in, he was very quick. He took some lovely little photos on his iPhone. Absolutely. You know, you should be able to beat them hands down. It makes a big, big difference. Now, there are some properties that I know must be very difficult to photo. And those are ones that have been adapted for, say, disability and things like that. Do you have to photograph them in a different way? Because, you know, if you are a disabled person and you are looking at photos of properties, you want to be able to see what's there, and you've got a valid right to be just as, you know, looked after as anyone else. Do properties like that cause a problem?
Not really. No, we just make sure that we take more detailed shots that show the different aspects and the different things that are available. Just make sure that we get everything that is available for the people that are disabled.
And that, I mean, those are selling shots, because I know I've got clients who are niched in that area, and it's always a worry to them, you know, do I show that? But I'm always a great fan of, well, if that's what your customer is and that's what you're developing your property to be able to house, then clients need to be able to go, they've done it for me. That's what I've got. I want, you know, that property. Look, it's got whatever it is, ability and adapting sort of item in there, and you photographed it and they can latch straight onto it.
Yeah, yeah. And like I say, video as well. And video shows exactly what's there.
Oh, yes, of course. Yes.
If we were to do a 360 as well, that would show absolutely everything.
What is the difference between a video and a 360?
So the videos is literally where we've got high quality video cameras that actually pan the rooms. So
right.
we actually pan the rooms and provide more of a cinematic effect as well. So again, it's quite eye-catching that it looks really, it just makes it look really nice, panning quite slowly around rooms. The 360 is literally like Google Earth, but in a house. So you can literally walk around the house. I personally, I don't push it on people, the 360. Sometimes I feel it can make the property look a little bit smaller than it actually is. It's not something that I push as much on people. I think, I don't know if it's just the artist in me, but I just love the actual visuals, the photos, the video. I just think that it looks so much nicer. But But it's personal preference.
It is, but it is, at the end of the day, you will only get your property sold and the money back in the bank or rented out or getting fantastic reviews on your Airbnb if people can see the property in it to its best advantage. And that is the difference between a good set of photos and a bad set of photos.
100%, 100%.
And, you know, have you, just before you go, have you ever been asked to take photos after somebody else has already had a go?
Yeah, a lot. a lot. I remember when I first set the business up, it tended to be that people came to me when the property had already been on the market for 6 months and it just weren't doing anything. They weren't getting any viewings. They weren't getting any interest. And yeah, the amount of times that as soon as the agents then put our photos on, within 24 hours, bookings. I mean, I went to Coventry last week. My uncle's got an Airbnb and he'd took his own photos on his phone and he messaged me. He was saying it's not working out. And I just wondered if by any chance you were free and you could go and take some photos. I went and took some photos. He put it on and within 24 hours, he got an 8-day booking.
Oh, wow. So that absolutely, that is the testimonial for you, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. And I know it works. And it's really hard to push it to people because I think a lot of the time you can't evidence it.
No.
You can't prove if it works, but little things like that, that kind of shows it works.
It does, doesn't it? I mean, that is, you know, it's failed with one set of photographs. It absolutely has a stonking booking with the next. That really does prove the point. Now, how do we as property people find good photographers? Because actually, I only discovered this recently, and I know everyone's going, oh, Rachel, how can you be so stupid? I didn't realise photographers actually specialised. I thought you could all do weddings, you could all do, you know, houses, you could all do this, that and the other, but you don't, do you?
No, we do. We don't do weddings, I'll tell you that for a fact. We specialise in proper. If anybody who is watching or listening does want to find a good photographer in your area, I am pretty good at finding people. And I tend to vet people on your behalf. So I will check their portfolio and make sure that they are good enough. And then I will say that I found this person in your area. If you want to look yourself, you can often use like LinkedIn or Facebook, Google. You can Google. But all I advise to people is make sure you check the work, check their previous work.
So you're not disappointed, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, all your contact details and things are in the show notes, so everyone will be able to find you. Well, thank you so much, Johnny, today.
No problem.
I know you've got a mountain of work to do, and I know you've been whizzing around the country speaking at all sorts of property meets. So hopefully if they hear this, they'll come up and speak to you and get even more information. Thank you very much. And let's see if everyone takes your advice.
I hope so. Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Thank you for listening to The Property Solopreneur with me, Rachel Troughton. If you've enjoyed this episode, do hit subscribe and kindly leave a review and share this podcast with anyone you think it would help on their property journey. If you'd like to get hold of my guide for building a successful property business, go to racheltroughton.com/checklist. We only live one life. So let's get your dream a reality through building a profitable property business.